join our social media family.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Search for Cambridge 105.
I am joined by my guest, Simon Pollard. He is the Managing Director at Miller's Music. And to celebrate their 160th year, they're joining with King's College Chapel to put on a special concert, 21 Pianos. Simon is going to tell us all about that, and stay tuned in if you belong to a school or community centre in East Anglia, as there is also news of a rather amazing giveaway. Good afternoon, Simon.
Hi there.
Very nice to have you here with us today.
Thank you very much for having us.
Yes, and you were just saying to me, I did note that you were also, you'd also taken on Cook's Pianos in Norwich, and you were just saying that it's 130 years old there.
130 years old for Cook's, and 161st year for Miller's this year.
Yeah, that's quite an amazing achievement, actually. And I was just wondering, actually, I was thinking that, to be on the high street for that long, do you know much of the history? So one of my colleagues here was telling me that Miller's started off as a hat shop. Do you know how it acquired the piano?
I do. It's a case of adapting, I suppose. The Miller's family actually ran a bonnet store selling Victorian bonnets, and they've slightly gone out of fashion now, and the bonnet shop wasn't doing particularly well, and so the family needed to sell their piano in order to survive the shop, in order to keep it running. And it was so successful that they thought, well, actually, there's a probably
market
better
here
business
this, yeah.
here in selling pianos than there is in selling bonnets, and so started Miller's in 1856.
Wow, that's incredible, isn't it? Really, it's good how businesses do that. They sort of stumble upon something and then find that it's a massive, massive success. But do you think in this current climate of high street shops really struggling actually to remain on the high street, have you seen a decline, or do you think it's still going to build and build? Because actually, choosing an instrument is such a tangible thing. You know, people need to make sure that it's right, and it's a big purchase, as Tim was saying earlier. It's a big purchase. It's not sort of something that's quite throwaway as such. What's your opinion? Have you seen a change?
I think that retail is undergoing massive change ever since the emergence of the internet and online retailing. And we continue to try and develop our business to ensure that we are providing what our customers need, which is ultimately what any retailer tries to do. As an example, we've seen that people are buying sheet music, CDs, which Miller's was up until a couple of years ago, was the oldest recorded music store in the country. It actually started selling gramophone rolls and sold radios and TVs and all sorts of things. And I think that you're seeing the evolution now of retail, and high street retail in particular, with customers expecting certain things to be almost instant and delivered to their homes. And so we're trying to provide that. So we're developing our website. But I think customers also value great service. They value great advice. And there's not many places in the country that you can go to and see the number of pianos that we have in our Cambridge showroom. And to get the type of service, we have on-site technicians, we have our own delivery service, we have an extensive range of services, and I think the customers value that. But we also have to provide some of the things that customers now value, like online shopping. And we're developing that as we speak. And in fact, we're going to have an online application system, which is a manifestation of what we're doing in store online. And we're going to have that over the course of the next 12 months. So we're adapting to the market as well.
Yeah, no, I totally appreciate that, actually. I'm personally, and still a little bit old-fashioned, I like going to a shop. And part of that, actually, is about someone knowing what they're selling. It irritates me if I go into a shop and I say, oh, do you know where such and such is, or do you know about this, and they look at me rather bluntly and sort of, you know, no, not really. But I appreciate that knowledge. And as I said, you know, especially if you're making a big purchase, like a piano or another musical instrument, guitar, whatever, which are very expensive, you know, because the quality of them and the making that goes into them, you know, they are expensive by their very nature. But I appreciate someone knowing about it and helping me to find the right one. So that sounds great. And obviously, when did you actually come into Miller's Music?
It was 4.5 years ago now, October 2012. But it's funny you say, I think if you work in retail, you're even more critical. And I hate that, going to a store and somebody not knowing. We actually make a point of training our team.
That was going to be the next question, actually. Yeah. Do you train them up? And what sort of length of time do you give to that?
It depends on the particular role that the person's fulfilling. As an example, one of our piano technicians is currently going through a 3-year program to be able to tune, regulate, uh-huh. and effectively look after the pianos that we sell. We, in the last year, have sent our salespeople, one of them to America, one of them to Japan, to actually go to the factories. I've been to China and Japan myself. Sounds very glamorous, this.
No.
It's not quite as glamorous as it sounds. And we are taking two of our team next month to the Czech Republic and Germany to see one of the factories, or two of the factories that are out in that Bechstein, one of the top piano brands in the world, run. So we invest a huge amount of time, money and resource in making sure that we have people who genuinely know and genuinely can advise. That doesn't change the fact that lots of customers shop online, and we get that all the time, where customers say, I've been looking on your website and I've found this piano. They'll come in store and they might try it, and you're right, it is a very tangible purpose. You can't try a piano online, you can't hear it properly online, but people do their research online, they might look at videos, and then they'll come to us, and we have to ensure that we provide all the extra value. In addition to that, you say about the very expensive purchases, but we offer things like rental. You can rent a piano from £10 a month, so we make it incredibly affordable. Those services can be offered online, but they're not, and that's something we're looking to do. So we're both sides of it. We're trying to provide the great offer in store so that customers are excited when they come in the store and they get to play wonderful instruments and get all the advice and help that they need. But we also try and make sure that some of that comes through online, because that's how people want to shop now.
And thinking about your training program, do you therefore, when you take on someone, do you kind of want a commitment from them? Do you know what I mean? Because you're investing a lot of time and energy into people, and presumably they've got to have a real passion actually for it, because it is an investment of your time and your energy. And
it is an investment. We're very lucky to have many people in the business who've served many years, decades in some cases. I think our oldest server is 38 years.
Wow.
They've been with the company, but we've got a number that 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 15, 20 years that they've worked for the company. It is a huge investment. You're always taking a risk, but we also are able to... It's not difficult to find people who want to work in music stores, because there's plenty of musicians out there who see that as you know, maybe a pretty good career path. It's finding people that can understand that there's an element of providing customer service and salesmanship and other things as well, and the right type of advice. It's not just being a musician, but we do make a huge commitment to the individuals. What do we expect in return? Well, we expect to provide them with an exciting environment, and we for some of our individuals, and they're all involved in the local musical community, they might gig, they might be involved. We've got one who sings in Magdalen Choir, we've got one who actually went and performed at the Fringe at the Edinburgh Festival for 6 weeks last year, and we gave him time off work in order to allow him to pursue his musical pursuits. So we invest in the individuals, but we also understand that they're musicians and try and provide the time for their particular lifestyle or pursuits or whatever it is that they want as well. So it's
sounds great. I might come work for you. Brilliant. Absolutely fantastic. So moving on then, this concert that you've got going on, it sounds absolutely amazing. So it's called 21 Pianos and it's on the 21st of February. I like what you've done there. Tell us more about it.
Okay, so we were approached by Richard Causton from King's College, who'd written a piece or arranged a piece, one of Chopin's 21, oh, not Chopin's Nocturnes, and he had written and performed it a few years ago I believe it was in the Financial District in London, and had 21 pianos, and it was covered by the Times and said it was an amazing performance. And he initially approached us to take a performance in store, because we have lots of pianos. As it turns out, we couldn't provide exactly what he needed, but I said, well, we've actually got a lot of pianos sitting in our warehouse. How about if I provide the pianos to him, we find another location? Being associated and involved with King's, he said, well, I might be able to arrange King's College Chapel, which
amazing.
Is just the most incredible, incredible venue. And through the relationship with Richard, with King's, with the Peterborough Centre for Young Musicians, we've put together this piece composed by Richard, and it's going to be performed as part of the late series at King's College. So we're providing the pianos, Richard is providing the piece, and the Peterborough Centre for Young Musicians, along with a number of other people that Richard has organised, they're going to be performing it. And we're inviting people to come along and buy tickets. And after the performance, we have quite an amazing offer.
Yes, we'll come to that in just a moment.
Yeah,
yes.
I was going to say.
So where are you finding the 21 pianists? Are they all in the Cambridge area, or are they coming from all over?
They're in the wider region.
Right, okay.
Some of them are from Cambridge, I believe. Some of them, you'll have to excuse me, because I've actually been away on holiday
for a couple of weeks.
And so I'm kind of catching up with certain things as I come back as well. But some of them are from King's, I believe. Richard has organised some from his association with the Peterborough Centre for Young Musicians. So there's a whole variety of people that we have performing. They're actually in the store practising on late nights, late evenings.
Wow.
For the next week, whilst they practice in groups of seven. They're going to practice the piece for the next week, so we're bringing them all together. But there's quite a few musicians from a lot of different backgrounds.
And it's not a small undertaking, moving 21 pianos around. So how on earth are you going to do this? What's the logistical nightmare, I should imagine?
Well, I'm glad to say that I'm not moving the 21 pianos, thankfully. We have a logistics team that we work with incredibly closely. They actually store all of our pianos, and they move the pianos. They're professional piano movers. It's been a bit of a logistical nightmare, and one of my team has been working on this with our logistics partner. Those pianos are going to be loaded onto a couple of vehicles. They have specialist equipment to lift them, and we've got to be incredibly careful with the floor in King's College Chapel because it's a limestone floor. So we've had to organise certain floor coverings. But basically, these specialist movers will come in with trolleys and jacks and all sorts of things, and they're incredible when they come in the store. They can just lift a piano as if they're, you know, lifting almost nothing, and they're coming in to move the pianos, and I believe that they are being installed on the Monday evening prior to the concert, in a kind of circular arrangement to be performed, and we're laying out on the floor exactly where we want every single piano to be positioned, and they will come in and they will organise that. Thankfully, we don't have to go and do it ourselves.
Yes, indeed. So, and on the back of this, there's quite an incredible giveaway, isn't there, going on the 21 pianos. So tell us about this.
So in addition to the performance of the piece, we're actually, as a kind of celebration for our 160th anniversary, which officially was last year, and the 130th anniversary of Cook's. I mean, as you said, it's an incredible history of both companies. Miller's has been very closely associated with music in Cambridge since 1856, and Cook's the same in Norwich. We thought, well, we've got these pianos. They're perfectly good pianos that we would sell in the store, and sometimes we've bought them off customers, and sometimes we've had them as trade-ins or giveaways, and we're not using them, and they're sitting in our warehouse, and we've said, well, look, I think we could actually take these pianos and offer them to community centres, churches, other musical institutions, schools, who maybe can't afford a piano, who maybe have been looking for an instrument, and we're going to provide those pianos to the schools. So effectively, we're going to take out this piece and music across the entire region as part of the celebration of our two anniversaries for the two businesses. And you can apply by going on our website, which I can give you.
Yeah, go for it.
So millersmusic.co.uk/21pianos. If you go onto that page, there's some details about the concert, which, as I say, everyone's invited along to. It's part of the late series at King's College Chapel. The tickets actually have to be bought through, I believe it's the King's College box office. But there's a link on that page that you can go through to, and we're asking for applications to basically tell us why you think you deserve one of the pianos. And we're going to assess that myself, Richard, who's composed this piece. We've got a couple of individuals from around the musical community in Cambridge. We're going to assess it, and we're going to pick out 21 institutions that we're going to give away these pianos to. And all we're asking, because we're having all the pianos moved, is that they cover the cost of delivering the piano. We will tune the piano for them. We will ensure that it's warranted for them, and we're going to effectively give them away and hopefully take out music to many schools and institutions who can't get hold of them across the region.
Yeah, and a massive inspiration as well to hopefully another generation of musicians. I mean, that is such an amazing thing to do, and what a great way to celebrate Miller's and Cook's as well, I suppose. What's the history of Cook's? I mean, how comes you sort of... Because Norwich, I mean, it's part of East Anglia, but it's still quite a distance away from Cambridge. How comes you came to get into Cook's as well?
Well, Cook's was formed in 1887, and... having purchased Miller's 4 years ago, as you do, you get to know lots of people in the industry. And I used to run a shop in Norwich as part of another company who I worked for, and always knew of the Cook store just down the street. And I happened to be over in Norwich one day, and I called in, and it was a very chance meeting. And one of the owners said to me, you wouldn't be interested in buying the business, would you? And I said, well, I don't know. We should talk. And it was literally as chance as that. And we had a meeting, and it turned out that the two businesses share a lot of things in common, not least their history, but the type of service that Cooks offer, the range of products that they offer, their ethos to business. And we thought, well, actually, there's an opportunity here to, in the economies of scale of running multiple businesses, to actually put these two businesses together and say, actually, we could run a successful...
Simultaneously.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that's what we've done. And we've spent the last 6 months putting together IT systems and financial systems, all sorts of other boring things like that. But effectively, they share a lot of common traits, a common ethos. And luckily, one of the owners of the business stayed on and is helping to run the business day to day and helping us to integrate it with Miller's.
But which is good for you, because they've got the experience there.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, joining the two heads together and making it a real success. And like I say, I mean, you know, this concert sounds absolutely fantastic. So it's taking part on Tuesday the 21st. It's at 10 p.m.
Yeah,
so it starts at, so it's a late night one then, isn't it?
It's called the late series, and I think it is late. Maybe not one for the young children.
No, indeed. But it sounds absolutely amazing. How much are the tickets?
I believe they're £10 and £5 for concessions,
right?
And £2 for King's College members, if any of those are listening and want to come along.
Yeah.
But it'll be well worth it. The last time that the piece was performed, it got rave reviews. I mean, to hear 21 pianos in a single space in King's College,
in King's Chapel, absolutely
fantastic. I mean, we're incredibly honoured to have been asked and to be involved in the project overall. But I would urge anybody who's maybe interested in the piano, who's got general musical interest, anybody who wants to inspire maybe some students and to come along. And hopefully it'll be a fantastic evening.
And hopefully the association with Richard will carry on, and perhaps there'll be more opportunities to do something like this as well in the future. Well, what we'll do is we'll go to the travel now, but we'll come back and you can give those details again of how people can get involved, apply, and also get the tickets as well. So let's do that then. We're slightly late coming to it. It is 2:44, just coming up to 2:45. Let's go to the travel, and then we'll come back to Simon in just a moment, and yes, he can just go over those details once again for you.